we're not ready. I mean, I've never been in this spot, and I'm not going to act like I know what the hell I'm going to do tomorrow when I get in here. So we're gonna do what we always do. We're gonna represent the Packers the right way. I know that. So other than that, we'll focus on what's in front of us.
You know, I really like the comment there. Represent the Packers the right way. I really do, and it's commendable. He probably had. Most times when you get axed, and I've been there, you kind of feel it in the air. Welcome back. That was Mike McCarthy after the game, prior to the firing. It's the Bill Michaels Show, and let's bring in Green and Gold insider Mike Clements, and can't wait to get your spin on this. Mike, you're there in Green Bay, and has the dust settled yet, or is it just getting going?
Well, it's just getting started. I mean, in 15 minutes, we're going to hear from Mark Murphy as to what went into the decision and what the next step is for the Packers franchise. So you'll like this. So we're watching this craptastic game between the Packers and the Cardinals yesterday. And, you know, you got Zane Gonzalez, a kicker that the Browns cut a couple of weeks ago. He's able to put one up from 44 with the wind actually in his face. It was gusting up to 35 miles an hour. The snow is coming down. And, you know, you could hear some crowd boos going on, you know, during the second half at home at Lambeau Field.
Wow.
And then, Aaron Rodgers gets the ball in his hands with plenty of time and a timeout, and he drives down. But halfway through this drive, you start to realize they're not really going for a touchdown here. They're just trying to get in field goal range to send it into overtime at home against the 2-9 Arizona Cardinals, really? And then Mason misses, you know, with a crosswind from 47 out, and the game is over. You've actually lost. And a lot of the fans remained in the stands, or were in the lower bowl, dumbfounded. One of the photographers, the freelance photographer in the sidelines, told me that. He goes, that's what I couldn't get over, is the stunned silence of three-fourths of the crowd still there. Like, we don't believe we just saw this. We don't believe it. So then McCarthy comes to the podium, and he has his press conference, and then right after that he's summoned upstairs, sits down with Mark Murphy, and the CEO says, you know what, this is where we're going to part ways. We're going to take it in a different direction. Sorry, Mike. So McCarthy goes downstairs, and you know he starts pulling away. Now, we go in the Packers locker room, and you know you're asking guys like Randall Cobb, who a couple weeks ago said, you know, we've lost before, but this feels different. And then last week he was excited because he said Aaron Rodgers was having great practices and he thought Aaron was going to, quote, light it up this week against the Cardinals. So Randall was asked after that horrible performance against a bad football team, how do you feel about where Mike McCarthy's leadership is with the team right now?
I'm here to play football. That's not my feeling. Doesn't matter. We've lost a lot of close games, but we've lost them. So that's it. This is the NFL. It doesn't matter who you play. You have to play at your best, and you know they outplayed us. That's nothing else to process. Game's over.
You know, nothing like, hey, we got to play here for Coach McCarthy. It's not his fault. We as players, none of that. You just see him stepping away. Clay Matthews exited. He didn't talk. Devontae Adams gone before they opened up the doors. And those are stand-up guys, but they knew how bad it was. And then so you go to the future, like a Blake Martinez, a guy who, once again, led the team in tackles at linebacker. Blake, you know, where do you go from here?
Oh, it's hard. I mean, I hate losing. I hate, I don't know. I've said it before. I'm not a loser. I want to win. I want to win every game. I'm going to put the energy in, and it's one of those moments where the clock hits zero, and once again, we came up short. And it gets down to that point where we keep talking about it, and it just needs to happen.
So while those guys are talking, Tim, Mike McCarthy, suddenly out of a job after 12 and a half years here in Green Bay, a 62% winning percentage. He comes downstairs, go to the loading dock, starts up his truck, pulls out. Now, at this time of the year at Lambeau Field, with the beautiful brown bricks, the green trim, the beautiful exterior of the stadium, they've got this speaker system. It's public address. It's there for making announcements. But during the holidays, Tim, during the month of December, you hear a little bit of music piped in. And this is what was coming over the speakers last night. You could hear the snow was falling. It was a beautiful, twinkly night here in Green Bay. Yeah, the team lost. But as you leave through the loading dock one last time and pull away from Lambeau Field, the strains of Johnny Mathis around the frozen tundra.
Gone away is the bluebird. Here
oh,
to
boy.
Stay is a new bird.
That's... Go home and you tell the wife and kids, honey, I just got fired as the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Merry Christmas.
This is Aaron Rodgers' 35th birthday today.
And it's Aaron's birthday today.
And yeah, happy birthday, Aaron. Happy birthday, Aaron. So that's what it was like. I mean, it's just, it's so surreal. It's, your phone goes off text, hey, McCarthy just got fired. Oh, really? I mean, so you go back at the media office and you know, turn the laptop back on, and the email just came out a minute after that, like, you know, official statement, this is the decision. We appreciate what Mike has done for the franchise, but we're going to move forward. Joe Philbin is going to be our interim head coach, the offensive coordinator. We're going to have a press conference Monday at 1:45, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, Mike, real quick, though, you mentioned the setting there, the lower bowl, and people were stunned, and it was an awful sort of a disturbing game in all facets. Was this contingent on the loss itself? Do you think Murphy and Gutekunst had the plan, next loss, we're going to make the move?
No, I think it was, the plan was there, and I'm sure that there's a list. You're not doing your job. Mark Murphy's main job is hiring people for different departments, you know, and departments. You know, it's his job to have a great staff for the whole franchise. So certainly something had to be already in works on the outside about potential candidates and where you want to take the team in the next direction. And I'm sure he's talked to Brian Gutekunst in the last couple of weeks. So went, okay. This isn't the way we'd hoped it was going to look. What do you think of the problems? What are the solutions? What's the downside if we make a change at head coach? Are we setting ourselves back 2 or 3 years? What's the upside to it? What were some of the things that went wrong this year? Maybe he should have brought in some fresh, new, younger guys like Andy Reid has the last couple of years. Andy Reid brings in Doug Peterson, and they have a great offense, and then he gets hired by the Eagles, and he wins a damn Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Nagy, you know, it steps up in that spot, brings fresh ideas to the Chiefs and to Andy Reid, who's an offensive guru, going back to the Mike Holmgren days and a quarterback coach here himself and all those years in Philly. You know, Andy learned from his time in Philly, maybe I need to bring in some fresh ideas and just manage the thing. And now Matt Nagy's, you know, kicking your butt in the NFC North with the Bears, with a little help from Khalil Mack as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what they need to look at. They probably need to retool most of the coaching staff. And here's the thing, this press conference now that they've just finished setting up and we're going to go to in about 12, 13 minutes, there's two microphones on the table. This thing was billed as Mark Murphy only, and he's the one that made this decision. But I wonder if that means that he's going to announce a change in the template now. Is Brian Gutekunst now in charge of football operations, and he's going to hire the next head coach? We'll find out here in just a couple of minutes.
Great job, Mike Clemens, Green and Gold Insider here on the Bill Michaels Show. Have some fun here in about 10 minutes, Mark Murphy addressing the media. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Tim.
All right, you got it. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard, they treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.